The House yesterday passed a new farm bill that will give a big boost to farm subsidies. The bill authorizes $180 billion in spending over the next 10 years. Farmers who grow grains, soybeans, and cotton are the big winners. Critics of the bill say it favors the richest farmers. NPR's John McChesney reports.
The vote marks the end of an attempt to return American farming to market-based economics, an effort begun back in 1996. Prices for commodity crops like corn and wheat have plummeted since then, and each year the Congress has voted for emergency aid to farmers. This bill makes no provision for phasing out subsidies, and instead will increase spending by $73 billion. As is often the case with farm legislation, saving the family farm was the basic justification for subsidies. Here's Bernie Sanders, an independent representative from Vermont.
To my mind, the great crisis facing this country in terms of agriculture is that every single day we are seeing family farmers being forced off the land. Some people say, well, what's the big deal? So what? Let the market work. So what if we end up with three companies who control the production and distribution of food in America? I say that is not good.
But critics argue that subsidies themselves are pushing small farms off the map. The bulk of payments go to very large farms, and some have charged that these big farms then have enough profit to buy out their smaller neighbors. Critics also argue that subsidies push prices lower by stimulating overproduction and that the money could be better spent. Cal Dooley is a farmer and a Democratic congressman from California's Central Valley.
All the money that we're putting into the direct payments in the commodity programs today are sucking up dollars that could be better spent in agriculture research and market development and rural development conservation that could have much greater benefits to farmers in the long term.
There were attempts to limit the amount of payment a single farm could receive, but in the end, there's no effective cap on the amount that big farms can be paid. Congressman Greg Gansky, a Republican of Iowa, blames big Southern farmers for this.
Conference report favors the large Southern producers of cotton and rice and is so full of loopholes that it doesn't even qualify as a step forward. For instance, a 25,000-acre cotton farm could receive as much as $8.4 million in total annual payments because of loopholes.
Several congressmen pointed out that most farms, 80 to 90% of them, receive no subsidy at all. Farmland conservation got an 80% boost, but that was not enough to satisfy environmentalists, who were also disappointed that the new bill will pay big hog and dairy farmers to clean up their pollution. Ken Cook's environmental working group spearheaded the environmentalist opposition.
These are the very operations that over the years have caused such terrible pollution problems and social problems in rural areas. And so now we have, instead of trying to make these polluters pick up their own tab, we're sticking taxpayers with that tab.
European countries, as well as others, have said that the level of subsidies in this bill will violate the World Trade Agreement. That's something disputed by the bill's supporters. House Agriculture Committee Chairman Larry Combest of Texas said that this bill is for rural America, quote, not for rural Mexico, it's not for rural Canada, and it's not for rural Europe. The Senate is expected to approve the bill soon, and the president has said he will sign it. John McChesney, NPR News.